This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, FMC, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI. The dry bean industry remains focused on trade relations with the European Union. There is an agreement in principle between the U.S. and the EU to work towards a trade deal or treaty for dry beans. However, U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder says there are still concerns.
There are 25% tariffs on all of our dry bean exports to the EU. So there's promise, I suppose you could say. But there's also been a lot of question about what exactly is in this, what exactly has been part of the discussions between our administrations. We have heard from the U.S. side that it does include agriculture, but then we've heard from the EU side that beyond a commitment to purchase a large amount of soybeans, they're not discussing agriculture.
With a new crop of dry beans in the bin, Broder says the industry may start to feel the impact of tariffs even more if an agreement is not reached.
Right now, for us, nothing has changed. We're still facing these high punitive tariffs into the EU. And while we started feeling the impact of that, you know, pretty immediately once those tariffs hit in June, I think with this new harvest now in the bins, we're going to feel that even more if we can't come to some kind of agreement. We're very hopeful that we can. We have the Dry Bean Council has its own set of strategies going forward, but we are working with some colleagues to try to address that issue, as well as running some studies here in the U.S. to get real concrete data about how these tariffs are hurting the U.S. dry bean industry.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, FMC, Pickett Equipment, Johnstown Bean Company, and Topsin Fungicide by UPI.